Unit 4. Part 1. Language Skills Development. 1. Starter. B. Listen to a story and fill in the blanks.
A clever doctor and a mean patient. There was a businessman who always tried to pay as little as possible for what he needed. One day he fell ill. He decided to go to a doctor and asked a friend to recommend one. Dr. Smith is a good one, the friend told him. Is he expensive? The businessman asked. Yes and no. He charges $500 for the first visit, but only $25 for each visit after that. That seems reasonable, the businessman said, and went to visit Dr. Smith. As he walked into the consulting room, he said, Well, here I am again, and put $25 on the table. The doctor looked at the businessman carefully for a moment, then smiled and put the money into the drawer of his desk. Thank you, he said, and what can I do for you today?
Examine me, of course, the businessman said, and tell me what's wrong with me.
Oh, there's no need for me to examine you again, the doctor said. Just continue taking the medicine I prescribed to you when you came to me last time.
2. Text. A painful visit. Have you been here before? Asked the receptionist when I showed up at the doctor's office. No. Please be seated. She pointed to a chair. Fill out the form and bring it back to me. The doctor will be with you in a minute. At first I didn't pay any attention to the room I was in, but the doctor will be with you in a minute appeared to be longer than 60 seconds, so I looked around. On the other wall there was a window overlooking the yard, covered with some kind of green bush. In the corner between the ceiling and the wall, I noticed a thin spider's web. Are you all right? The nurse peeked through the door. The doctor is with another patient right now. She smiled with an excuse. But he'll be right with you. She disappeared behind the door. I didn't understand why I had to wait so long. The appointment was scheduled at a certain day and a certain hour a week ago, and I was ready. Good morning, a white coat interrupted my thoughts. How are you? Good morning. I'm fine, thank you. I lied because I was at the doctor's office, so it meant that I wasn't fine. What's wrong with you? He asked, looking at the clipboard where it was stated in black and white what was wrong with me. I seem to have a problem with my left foot. I helped him to read. Let's see. He took my left foot in his hands. Well, he scratched his forehead, we have to take some x-rays, he decided. The nurse will do it and I'll see you in a moment. He left the room. The floor was covered with a blue carpet. I didn't like that color at all. The pictures on the wall were very nice. A landscape of mountains and trees. Please, come with me. The nurse showed up at the door. 4 x-rays had to be taken. 2 of the front of my foot and 1 of each side of it. They will be ready in a moment, the nurse smiled to me. You may go back now. She pointed to the room at the end of the corridor. I've got your x-rays, the doctor came in. There is a small bone here that is causing the problem. He looked at the x-ray against the light. I can remove it if you like. What do you mean, if I'd like? Is it necessary? Well, I can perform an operation and everything should be all right. It didn't sound convincing to me, so I changed the subject of our conversation. How much will it cost me to have surgery? Let's see. The operation will cost about $3,000. Then rehabilitation, about $2,000. Hospital, medicine, I think that you would have to spend about $8,000. Wow, that's a lot of money. It's up to you. For now, I can give you some pills that will ease the pain. If I make a decision to have this operation, how much time will it take for me to be able to walk and work again? About 3 months, I think. Thank you, Doctor. I have to think it over. Going back to the front desk, I was thinking feverishly. I couldn't afford not to work for such a long time. Where could I find that kind of money? Could the problem be solved differently? Was the operation necessary? It will be $200 for the first visit, $180 for the x-rays, so it makes $380 altogether, said the receptionist. Oh la la, I exclaimed. The first visit costs so much, explained the receptionist, but the next will cost you less. She consoled me, seeing a painful grimace on my face. Here's your prescription. Have a nice day. If I had known how much the doctor would spoil my day, I wouldn't have gone to see him at all. But what could I do? The pain was the pain, and I had to get rid of it somehow. The nearest drugstore sold me the medicine for $40, so I spent $420 altogether just to know that, if I'd like, I can have a surgery. It just so happened that 2 months later I saw my friend from Poland, who was an orthopedic doctor. One word led to another, and I told him about my problem and about the visit to a local doctor. "You don't need any operation," he said, looking at my left foot. "All you need is a support." "How much would it be?" I was wondering. "About $10, I think." "Wow! You are saving my life," I exclaimed. "Make a footprint, and I'll send you a support when I get back to Poland." Waiting for the promised support, I used up all my pills and went back to the doctor to get a new prescription. "The doctor can't give you a new prescription without seeing you," the receptionist surprised me. "Why not?" I couldn't understand. "I just want to get more pills." "He has to see you," she insisted. "How much is this visit going to cost me?" $100 plus x-rays and medicine. "Oh, thank you very much. I don't want to see a doctor. I just need a new prescription. Have a nice day." On my way home, I stopped at the drugstore. "Can I get anything that has a similar efficacy to this medicine?" I showed the pharmacist an empty container. "Sure, we can use Advil." "I'll try it. How much is it?" $5. As one of the Polish saying goes, the further in, the deeper. I had been sinking in something that was hard to believe in, the sea of question marks. Why did I have to have surgery if I didn't need it? Why did I have to spend $8,000 if I could solve the problem with $10? Why did I have to use medicine for $40 if I could swallow pills for $5? Why did I have to pay for the first visit if I wasn't sure that I would come to see the same doctor again? Why? 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 When I was going to pay a doctor a visit in Poland, I wasn't afraid of it. Well, maybe a little. But here in America, I am scared to death. I'm scared to death not because I have a health problem to solve, but because the visit makes me even more sick.
New words.
Receptionist.
Corridor.
Ceiling.
Appointment.
Schedule.
Forehead.
Carpet.
Frame.
Cabinet.
Operation.
Convincing.
Surgery.
Rehabilitation.
Ease.
Feverishly.
Prescription.
Spoil.
Orthopedic.
Exclaim.
Insist.
Efficacy.
Pharmacist.
Swallow.
Proper nouns.
Poland.
Advil. Part 2. Language in use.
1. Dialogue. Health problems and diet suggestions. While at work, Joyce Smith was informed that her husband was in hospital. She rushed to the hospital, where the doctor talked to her about her husband's case. Listen to the dialogue and fill in the blanks. Then read it aloud.
Hello, are you Dr. Johnson?
Yes, you must be Mrs. Smith. Your husband collapsed at work. We're looking into it at the moment.
Will he be okay?
Well, I'm going to have to impose on him a new health regime. Preliminary tests indicate a risk of heart disease. But I want to make it clear that this was not a heart attack. He did not exhibit regular heart attack symptoms, but his condition warrants further investigation.
When will we know for sure?
I should have the test results back within a few days, but he should be well enough to go home today. He's showing signs of continuously high blood pressure as a possible result of constant stress. He'll need to take the next week or so off.
So what should I do?
Warn him off fatty foods, sketch out a dietary regime rich in green and red fruits and vegetables, and increase his water intake. No salt, no caffeine, no dairy, and only lean meat or chicken. And definitely no alcohol.
Oh my God, you'll never be able to do without any of those.
Well, it's either that or he'll be back here in worse condition within the next few months. He can't wriggle out of it this time, and after he's adjusted to his new diet, he has to give up the cigarettes.
Okay, Doctor, I'll let him know about those foods. But I don't know if he'll come round to giving up the smokes.
I suspect that his arteries have narrowed. This is a common cause of high blood pressure. I've given him a prescription. Please follow the prescription exactly, otherwise he could take a turn for the worse.
Okay, thanks a lot.
New words.
Regime.
Preliminary.
Warrant.
Constant.
Dietary.
Intake.
Caffeine.
Dairy.
Lean.
Definitely.
Wriggle.
Adjust.
Artery. 2. Pair work. The personal fitness instructor's diet suggestions. Reference answer.
Our company is organizing a basketball team, and I'm thinking about joining. What do you think? I was the star player in high school.
Yeah, in the past. Look, tests indicate a risk of heart disease. I just don't want you to have a heart attack running up and down the court. You could take a turn for the worse.
So, what are you suggesting? Should I just abandon the idea? I'm not that out of shape.
Wow, you ought to at least have a physical checkup before you begin.
Well, okay, but...
And you need to watch your diet, and I also warn you of fatty foods like ice cream. And I should also sketch out a regime rich in fresh fruits and vegetables.
Yeah, you're probably right.
And you should adjust yourself to weight training to strengthen your muscles. And you need to go to bed early instead of watching TV half the night. Please follow my prescription.
Okay, thank you. I'm proud of having a personal fitness instructor like you.
3. Text. Remote diagnosis for sick babies. A new unit that allows doctors to give a remote diagnosis of heart defects in unborn babies hundreds of miles away has opened in Bristol. The unit will help cut down on stress for the patient and family. The telemedicine suite at Bristol Children's Hospital works using ISDN phone line technology. Specialist consultants in one hospital will be able to immediately diagnose unborn babies or critically ill children born in a different hospital. The suite includes £30,000 of new equipment, including video conferencing. This is the first time in the region that telemedicine has been used for real-time remote diagnosis of congenital heart disease and could be used to diagnose more than 100 cases a year. The suite has been designed by Dr. Andrew Tomotsky, consultant pediatric and fetal cardiologist for use by all specialists within Bristol Children's Hospital. A baby born with a suspected heart defect would normally have to be transferred to Bristol by ambulance, which is time-consuming and very stressful for the patient and family, let alone the expense of critical care ambulances, he said. This facility allows remote diagnosis, aiding the intensive care retrieval team taking care of the child at a critical time, though in some cases hazardous transfer can be avoided altogether. Bristol doctors have also been able to diagnose and advise on the management of cardiac abnormalities of sick infants and children in Truro prior to them being transferred to Bristol by the Regional Pediatric Intensive Care Retrieval Service based at Bristol Children's Hospital. We can now carry out a scan here in Truro whilst Dr. Tomsky watches this live in Bristol, said Dr. Dominic Byrne, consultant fetal medicine specialist at Royal Cornwall Hospitals Trust. I can talk to him throughout the scan, and he can then talk direct to the parents and use drawings or web links to clarify explanations. Aided by local charities, other centres are in the process of setting up links with the unit. The suite has also become a resource for e-learning, with training lectures and seminars being broadcast from Bristol to paediatric centres around the country.
New words.
Defect.
Telemedicine.
Critically.
Congenital.
Pediatric.
Fetal.
Cardiologist.
Transfer.
Time-consuming.
Aid.
Intensive.
Retrieval.
Hazardous.
Cardiac.
Abnormality.
Infant.
Scan.
Whilst.
Clarify.
Seminar.
Proper nouns.
Bristol.
ISDN, Integrated Services Digital Network.
Andrew Tomsky.
Truro.
Dominic Byrne.
Royal Cornwall Hospitals Trust.